This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball.
Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
Now.
The Brett Mega Show.
Let's hear it.
I don't want to get ahead of ourselves, but it's supposed to be like mid-70s all week, and then this weekend was gorgeous.
Yeah.
And we think spring is here, or we're just going to get shocked by another cold week sometime.
I forget. There's been like a meme going around for like a decade of like...
The fall spring.
Spring and all that, and I think we're there.
You think we're in the full spring?
Yeah, I think we could have snow later on in the month.
Oh, dang. Yeah. But I'll still soak up this week. It's supposed to be gorgeous this week.
I saw a forecast of 80 for Thursday.
I know,
oh my
that's
gosh.
Crazy. That sounds
that's
awesome.
That's like tanning weather. Seriously.
How was your weekend? You went to the winery. How was that, Hannah?
Yeah, my family and I went to all the wineries out in Hillsboro. It was really, really awesome. And I'm glad we weren't there today because I was watching the news this morning and all the schools are canceled in Hillsboro and everything and they don't have any water.
Oh, because of the water issues? Oh,
I think we drank them out.
Oh, wow.
Kevin, you busted out the patio furniture. Yeah. How was your weekend?
It's what I believe. I believe spring is here.
He's not going to fall for it.
I'm not going to fall for it. Sarah had like a science thing all for her school district this weekend, so she was kind of busy with that. So my job was to kind of clean off the deck. It takes longer than you want.
Yeah.
And then, I was just glad all the furniture was still usable. And the cushions weren't eaten because we've had issues before with some rodents that have eaten some of the cushions.
I thought you were talking about Lily. I was like, Kevin.
No. thing when you get that stuff out for the spring.
Yeah.
And you notice, okay, like it made it through.
It made it through.
That is a moment. You're like, oh, Alex, what'd you do this weekend?
You know, I checked out some of the Arch Madness
basketball. Yeah, you had a bunch of games,
aren't
you?
Yeah. It was a great time. There were some great games. March Madness is March Madness for a reason. Those games are close. Couple almost buzzer beaters went down, and then Drake pulled it out.
I'm sure you were locked into Arch Madness.
I kind of forgot it was happening.
Oh yeah. No surprise. Mm-hmm. What was your weekend like?
Me and my mom and my sister spent way too long at Joann's Fabrics because they're closing. So like
the whole store is
50%, 60%, 70% off, and I'm the maid of honor in 2 weddings, so it was like. Christmas.
Oh, I was like, what do you need fabric for?
Well, no, it's like a Michaels or a Hobby Lobby. It's just a bunch of crafts.
Yeah, but what are you doing with all that fabric with you being a maid of honor? Are you making dresses?
No, I didn't need fabric. I needed
like
everything
flowers.
Else.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bunch of stuff.
I'm not like sewing stuff.
I know. We had like a super, like just we like lived outside. It was so nice. So hopefully it's not and I'm, hanging out on Kevin's back deck.
Let's start with some good news.
I've got good news and good news.
Tell them the good news.
Good news?
Good news.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
I think this story is so fun because AB had a similar situation happen, but this is even more extreme. So AB had posted this video that went like pretty viral. Like it had like 15 million views of her telling her best friend, I'm going to live in the same apartment complex like sorority sisters again. And there's a group of four women who actually moved into the same neighborhood together. They just dominate the entire
neighborhood. It's like Desperate Housewives in Wisteria Lane.
But I think it's interesting how it even happened it wasn't like a neighborhood is getting built and like, okay, let's all just buy houses in the neighborhood. I feel like sometimes that'll be common for people. No, each house on the street, one at a time, was available, and they're like, you know what? We should move across the street. The house down the road is available, and they kept winning the bids. And so the four best friends now dominate the neighborhood, and they all live in the same hood from college.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's awesome.
Literally a dream.
They said they could walk over, they hang out, their kids hang out together. It is literally, I feel like for the rest of the neighborhood, like, damn, man, they're right, just thinking over our neighborhood. It is literally like a neighborhood of college sorority sisters. It's so cool. This good news is brought to you by Together Credit Union. Check out their new Empower checking account when you go to togethercu.org/empower.
The polls are open.
All right, poll of the day on the Brett Maga Show. Had to put the clocks and set them forward for daylight saving time. Did it mess with you at all? Did it F with you at all, Hannah?
Honestly, it's been kind of hard for me to tell because I stayed up so late Saturday night that when Sunday morning came around, I wasn't really surprised that I was, you know, sleeping in until 8 or 9 in the morning.
First off, the fact that you stayed up late is funny because what was like late for you? 10, 11 o'clock? Because you're not a late person.
Like 11:30.
Whoa, look at Hannah.
That is super late.
Hannah is not someone who stays up late and then also gets up early. Like, I slept until 8 a.m. Yeah. Yeah. I love that. So you didn't notice it much, huh?
Kevin? No, it really didn't.
I really haven't noticed it this year as opposed to other years before. And I'm the guy who's the clock changer in the house.
Yeah, I know. You're on it. You don't mess around. Right. You change it like the day before,
right,
don't you?
Exactly. So on Saturday, I'm going through the clocks and I'm kind of doing some of the stuff. Because we've got a lot of analog clocks. And so it's a lot of batteries.
He's old school.
And then you got to also do the fire alarms. Make sure the smoke alarms are also taken care of, too.
What?
Set mine off so much, I know they're good.
You're supposed to change the batteries. For daylight saving times, you should change the batteries in your smoke alarms.
Oh.
Kevin's very safe.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
There's just some security issues.
I was like, they're time-oriented? I didn't know that, but they're not. It's just a good reminder.
Yes.
Alex?
I didn't honestly even really notice it yesterday.
AB?
I didn't really. I mean, I lost an hour of sleep before church, but I don't know.
I feel like when you fall back, you notice it more. I feel like yesterday, I don't know, as a parent, like you woke up and you just had an hour less to parenting. And as long as you got like, you're just like, oh, we're here faster. As long as the kids could fall asleep, you were good.
Right.
Like, it was like normally my kids will wake up at like 6:30. The fact that they slept till 7:30, it was like, hell yeah, we'll take
Woo-hoo!
It. Yeah. And if they went to bed the regular time and they did, I was like, we just had an hour less of exhaustion. That was cool. And it was like perfect because it was like light out and dusk out and we got to set a fire yesterday. It was like nice. Mm-hmm. We used a little bonfire. It was perfect.
The polls are open.
Brett better keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
All right, I'm going to read a headline, and then Hannah either tells me keep it moving or tell me more. These are stories that are trending and viral right now. We'll cover as many stories as Hannah says yes to in 2 minutes. Like, the average parent spends how long negotiating with their kid?
Oh, so long, probably. How long?
67 hours a year negotiating with their kids. Bargaining, pushback, debating. 67 hours a year.
Oh my.
Just think about
gosh.
That, Parrot. Best baseball movie of all time, Hannah.
Oh, you know, big sports girl. I'm going to keep it moving.
I knew you were going to skip over this. You don't want to. Spring training's right around opening day's right around the corner.
I'll celebrate that when it comes.
All right.
Drinking a mimosa.
A TikTok couple is upset that their mountain cabin is on a mountain.
What?
People will be complaining about anything.
It's interesting.
A couple on TikTok is going viral because they went to a mountain cabin that they booked and it said, you know what? This whole mountain thing is you've got to drive up a very steep hill. It's very mountainy. This is annoying. That's what they're complaining about and sent to like a bad Yelp review.
I mean, I think it's annoying, but I wouldn't have ever booked the thing.
Yeah.
90% of us experience work meeting hangovers, Kevin.
Oh, this is Kevin Berghoff if I've ever heard of it.
Harvard Business Review actually posted this and they actually did a study about how you can feel after a work meeting. And they say, a lot of people feel the same effects that they feel when they're hungover after a night party than a work meeting that could have been an email.
We need to make like doctor's notes for that.
Yeah, that's what they said. Like they said that literally they can feel sick, achy, like exhausted, and it could take up to 2 days to recover.
Wow.
That's Kevin every time we have a meeting.
Well, and the worst part of it is there's a meeting the next day anyway. So.
No, they never stop.
They can never. A list of home decor mistakes men make that give dates their ick.
Ooh.
Oh, I'm out of time. Guys, you're screwed.
Brett better keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Hannah's homeschool.
Jesse, you ready to take on Hannah and Hannah's homeschool?
Yes.
Are you a pop culture queen?
I like to think I am.
What do you think of that, Hannah, going against a pop culture queen?
I don't really know. We'll have to see.
You're about to find
out. Hannah's pretty smart, though, so.
Hannah's smart? Don't do that, Jesse.
Well, she likes to know a lot of random.
We've had to use the beep button a couple of times, and we'll see how this goes. All right. Five pop culture questions. Let's see how you do. This artist just released a new album called Mayhem. Who is that artist?
Lady Gaga.
Yes. What is Lady Gaga's real name?
Oh, gosh, darn it. I do know this one. I can't think of it right now.
What if I gave you the first name? Stephanie?
That's not jogging anything. Yeah. Stephanie? Right. Really?
It is Stephanie, yeah. Kate Hudson has a new show produced by Mindy Kaling called what?
I just saw a freaking commercial of that on my Amazon thing.
Do you know what it's about?
I don't.
Okay, that's okay. Sticking with Mindy Kaling, though, what show did Mindy Kaling star in with Steve Carell and Jenna Fisher?
Oh, my gosh. I'm really feeling like a failure.
You're okay. Don't. Just drop some more F-bombs. It's okay.
She played Kelly. She played the character Kelly. She dated Ryan on the show. They sat next to Jim and Pam. You probably work in one of these.
The Office?
Yeah!
Wow! I don't know how Jesse got that. Jesse, man, I did not see that coming. I was just blown away. You are so impressive. It was just crazy how you knew that. Oh, my God. Okay.
And then, I'm so sorry.
And then what cookie is the most popular sold cookie in the U.S.?
I'm going to say chocolate chip.
All right, I'll give you that point. We're looking for like a brand type of cookie. It is Oreo, but chocolate chip is the most popular cookie.
Oreo.
That's okay. We're going to give you the point anyways. 3 out of 5, Jesse. All right, let's bring in Hannah back in. We'll see how she does. One song away.
Hannah's homeschool.
All right, Hannah's walking back into the room to play Hannah's homeschool. Going to answer 5 pop culture questions that Jesse just did. Jesse, how'd you feel about the questions?
I felt really great going into it.
Yeah, and
how'd you feel going out?
I felt
like a goofball going out.
There was moments where we just couldn't believe that Jesse got the question right. Like, we were just shocked. Like, how did she get that right?
Mm.
Yeah. All right, 5 questions coming your way, Hannah. Let's see how many you get right. Same questions I just got done asking Jesse. We'll give you less hints because Kevin was very hinty today. This artist just released a new album called Mayhem.
Lady Gaga.
What is Lady Gaga's real name?
Can I be hint? Kevin can give me some hints.
I'll give you the first name. Stephanie.
Stephanie. Does it start with a G?
Yes, it does.
Yeah. That's her last name. It's like, yeah, I don't even know how to say the last name.
Okay, well then her name's Stephanie.
Is it Stephanie Germanata?
Germanata, yeah, Joanne Germanata, which she had an album called Joanne too.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Not getting a point for that, by the way, Hannah. Kevin gave you Stephanie.
I got G.
Kate Hudson has a new show produced by Mindy Kaling called what?
Paradise?
No. No, but we've been talking about wanting to watch it in the studio and AV is watching Paradise. No. It's called Running Point.
Mm.
All right, so you got to get these last 2 correct. The show that Mindy Kaling did star in with Steve Carell and Jenna Fisher was?
The Office.
Yes. All right, now it all comes down to this.
Okay.
What cookie is the most popular sold cookie in the United States? Looking for like the brand.
Oreo?
Oreo is correct.
Yes!
3 out of 5!
See, if you would have said brand, I would have got that.
I counted that point for you, just by the way. Anyways, Jesse.
Oh, okay, cool.
Jesse didn't get that correct, but we still counted it because she said chocolate chip. And
I almost said that, too. If you wouldn't have said brand, I would have said chocolate chip.
And chocolate chip is the most popular cookie in the U.S. Jesse, you do have to say, this is Jesse, and I got schooled by Hannah.
This is Jesse, and I got schooled by Hannah.
Hannah's homeschool.
Mega Minds.
The Megamind question of the day on the Brett Maga Show. The tallest one of these ever built was 69 feet tall.
Kevin, I think I'm going to take your response. I'm going to say a Lego structure.
Ooh.
Kev loves his Legos.
Kevin does love Legos.
And I hope saying structure is the right term with that.
Yeah.
The tallest one of these ever built.
69 feet tall.
69 feet.
What do you think it is?
I'm going to say an anthill.
An anthill. 69 Ew. Feet tall. Wow.
I'm gonna say we're done with it for the year, but a snowman.
Snowman. Ooh. Well, all right. Good answer so far.
I'm gonna say a sandcastle.
Good answers. Ooh. Everyone had great answers, and someone is right. Who do you think got it right? Hannah, Kevin, Alex, or AB? Text who you think got it right.
That answer's coming our way in two songs.
Mega Minds.
Tallest one of these ever built was 69 feet tall. Hannah, your guess was?
I said a Lego structure.
Structure.
I said an anthill.
I went with a snowman.
I said a sandcastle.
Who do people think got it right, Hannah?
Oh, you know, everybody's just saying me on the text line.
Are they really? Yeah, yeah.
Actually, a lot of people are, but they're also siding with Kevin as well, saying the anthill.
Well, neither of you were correct.
Oh.
So it really comes down to AB and Alex. And it was AB who got it correct with a 69-foot tall sandcastle.
Wow.
No
Highest
way.
Anyone's ever built a sandcastle. Was just under 70 feet tall. That's impressive.
Dang.
Mega Minds.
What is something you just did for your kids? Like, hey, I have no idea what I'm doing, but I'm here because my kids want me to be here. 314-531-9898. Kids have a way of putting you in a place of like, hey, I had no interest in this, but now I'm interested in it because you're just interested in the things your kids are. 314-531-9898. Or sometimes they can bring you back to something you haven't done in years, decades maybe, and you're like, okay, I'm doing this again. And that's for me was going ice skating. I haven't put on skates and done any type of ice skating in what feels like forever. It might be like decades since I did hockey or anything like that. But we went to one freaking hockey game one time. And now my son is playing hockey in the basement. He's running around. My favorite part about his hockey is he puts on his socks, but with the grips on the opposite side. So he slides around the wood floors.
That's fun.
And he's like, I got to get my hockey skates on. And he's been asking to take him skating and go skating. And so we took him skating this past weekend. I was so sore, and I was so wobbly on the ice. And then my wife is like, I'm not going skating. You're taking him skating. And so I have to take a four-year-old skating and hold him up. I'm barely holding myself up.
Oh, my
gosh. So nervous to take him skating.
Did he have, like, something to hold on to? Like, they have, like, little trash cans or something that... So,
like, when you go to, like, free skate, you have to, like, wait for those buckets for him to, like, lean on.
Yeah.
And they're all taken. And so, like, waiting for a four-year-old just to sit around waiting for the bucket, and he's like, let's just go. And I'm like, well, you can't skate. You've never been on ice before. And I barely can skate.
Need a bucket.
Yeah, I needed a bucket, I felt like. And I also didn't want to, like, show him that I was wobbly. I wanted to show my confidence. But I was like, as soon as I stepped on the skates, I was like, whoa, like the deer. I was like, whoa. But we did it. And it was so funny because it did bring up all these memories. And it's so funny because my wife is like, when's the last time you went skating? I was like, my dad used to bake, like, freeze the ice in the backyard. She's like, you did? And I was like, yeah.
Wow.
I was like Mystery Alaska. People,
awesome.
I used to do all that stuff.
My mom made me wear a helmet when I was ice skating till I was like 15. It was so embarrassing.
I think we posted pictures of us. I think my kid was supposed to be wearing a helmet because my wife goes, all these people are wearing helmets, bro. Yeah. Why does our kid not have a helmet on?
Oh, come on.
I was like, Katie, I have no idea what I'm doing. He's interested in this. So I took him to the place and rented skates. You just do whatever your kids, like, if they're interested in something, you want to keep it and fire them up.
Oh, yeah.
And so I had no idea what we were doing, but we went skating and he loved it. He was like, I'm so good at this. I'm holding him up like 99% of the time. But it was a blast. I mean, I was wobbly and I'm sore and my hips hurt.
All I'm going to say is if he keeps his interest up, you better get another job. Because if he wants to play hockey, that is like the most expensive sport a child can play.
We were at like Once Upon a Child, like returning like stuff and just waiting around. And there's like a hockey store next to it. And so we walked in and it's like a glove or a puck. It was like out of my budget. I'm like, what? Like ice skates, you'd have to like get like, you have to drive Uber like nonstop as a second job. Like it's so expensive.
Yeah.
When I played hockey back in the day, I just used all my cousin's old stuff. I would just have a bag of all his old smelly hockey stuff, which smells terrible.
Yeah, hockey bags are different. My brother played hockey and I can vividly remember being a small child like gagging from the smell of that.
Yeah, your son wants to do physical activities. My son just wants me to watch him play video games. Like, his thing is like, hey, Dad, okay, I'm going to play Fortnite, but you can't bring your phone down when I play, Dad, because you got to watch me do a round. Okay, I'll do that. But he got a new one, Marvel Rivals. So we spent like a couple of hours watching every character and what their powers were.
Oh, wow.
I loved it.
It's funny because, but even like Fortnite, you probably didn't know anything about Fortnite, but now you know a lot about Fortnite.
Yeah, and I'm not physically hurting myself. I'm just sitting on a couch.
Yeah, well, we're on their Switch, man, because I am sore as hell. All right, so if you have an interest where you haven't done this in like forever, it's been like decades, but I'm busted out the skates again, or you're like, I had no idea this was a thing, but now I'm all in 100% because my kids are into it. 314-531-9898. Now we're partying commercial freestyle on the Brett Maga Show. Kids have a way of bringing you back to something that you haven't done or seen in decades, or you could just be invested in something completely new. Like, I had no idea, had no interest in this, but my kids are into it, so now I'm into it. 314-531-9898. It has been a while since I had put on the hockey skates. I went to one hockey game one time, and now my kid is running around playing hockey, super interested in it. And so we took him skating. Like, immediately it was like, okay, if you want it, if you're interested in it, I'll take you skating. And then it brought me back on the ice. I'm like, I'm going to fall. I haven't done this in forever. I used to play hockey in the backyard. And then it just made me think about it. I was like, I used to play pre-hockey. This is what hockey days were. And I felt like one of those guys, you know, where like they talk about back in the day, my high school team, that's what it was. Like, back in the day, I used to do some blading. You know what? For me, the other thing, though, is I think most parents do this, but my mother-in-law sent us a text message saying, I just want to show that you say that this is appreciation post. You two are amazing to watch parent. The patience and joy is immeasurable. I just realized that your son showed interest in ice skating and hockey, and you immediately took them ice skating. Like, my heart can't handle you guys.
Aww.
And I think that was like meant a lot, but I think that's what all parents do. Like, if your kids are interested in something, you just jump into it.
Right.
Yeah, we have some texts about people being interested in your son's interests as well. One of them says, hey, Brett, we listen to your show every morning, and my boys were so pumped to hear that Theodore loves hockey and skating. All three of my boys play hockey. They would be happy to take Theodore skating so that you don't have to be his rock.
Thank God.
He needs that.
Yeah, he's like, now my son's going to be like, oh, so this is what it feels like to be stable on the ice.
Yeah, this is real skating.
Yeah, this is real skating.
And then we got some advice for if Theodore like really wants to get into hockey. We got a text saying, if he wants to take up hockey, start by getting used gear at Played Against Sports. That's a great recommendation.
Oh, that is good. Yeah, because it is so expensive. I'm like trying to be bad at the ice skating. But like, yeah, see, this thing sucks. You don't want to do this. It's super expensive. Angie, you did something for your kids. We're like, well, I haven't done this in a while. It brings me back to the good old days, huh?
Right. So the weather's been nicer. My kids want to get out and jump on the trampoline. I used to be a tumbler and a cheerleader in high school.
Oh. And
they're like, come on, Mom, let's see your front flip. Let's see your back flip. And I'm like, okay, hope I don't break my neck or pee my pants after 3 months.
That's awesome that you would even get up on the trampoline.
Yeah, I was going to say that this game stopped at trampoline. Did you do the front flip and back flip too?
I did the front flip. I did a knee flip and a front flip. I didn't think I could wing the back flip without getting hurt, so I did not commit to the back.
Or without peeing like your pants.
Wow, yeah. Just hearing your story made me want to pee my pants. That's impressive, Angie. Wow. See, that's what happens.
At 40 years old, I'm impressed that I can still do it at 40 years old, so I'll take it.
Yeah, we applaud you, Angie.
Yeah, yes. Mama still got it. You know, that's what it is, though. Kids, like, tell you, like, can you do this? Like, I have my kids watching. I better be able to still do this. Sarah, your kids brought you back to something that you used to love back in the day. What was it?
So my preteen just has recently discovered Gilmore Girls, Gossip Girl, and I forgot to also mention this, she's also discovered VHS.
Oh, wow.
That's funny.
So we went to a thrift store and she was like, hey, Mom, can we get these? I was like, a VHS? Like, and it was like a brand new VCR still in the box and everything. Of course, my husband, you know, he's a sucker for his daughter. And he was like, sure, baby, we can get those for you. She thinks the VHS is cooler than streaming.
Wow. Kevin, you're cool, though.
I am cool.
Kevin uses the VHS, though.
Yeah, stay on the line. I've got some videos if you want.
Oh, my
if
gosh.
She's a fan of the Disney films or Thomas the Tank Engine, I got them.
She just found the original Star Wars trilogy.
Oh,
okay.
talking Kevin lingo right there.
Yeah.
Kevin's about to lose his mind. Kevin's going to be part of your family.
Yeah, Kevin's going to adopt another daughter.
That's right. Yeah. I love it.
Oh, yeah. I think we've gotten up to, like, 25 VHSs for her because she's so obsessed with them. Like, she has, like, a wall of a collection starting at the moment.
Guys, wow. How much you want to bet next Monday when we come in, like, what'd you do this weekend? It's like, oh, I was hanging out with Sarah and her family watching some VHS.
Yeah, no kidding.
Right, exactly.
Oh, my God, that's hilarious. Josie, what is it that you picked up for your kids?
My son is also 4, like Brett's son, and he has recently become obsessed with Pokemon, and so my husband and I downloaded Pokemon Go on our phones for him, and I am fully invested. I play the game even when I'm not with my son.
Oh!
Love it.
I am, like, obsessed with leveling up and battling, and if my son wants my phone to play Pokemon Go, I'm like, don't use all my Pokeballs!
I don't even know what a Pokeball is, but I love how you're, like, so in on the Charizard and the Pikachu and everything, right?
Yes, we are very, and it's fun because it's something we can do together. You can follow different routes, like around the city.
Oh, I see people at the park doing the Pokemon Go.
So it's cool. It's something interactive and fun for us to do together. But I'm also, like, way more invested than I ever thought I would be.
Do you have a favorite? Do you have a favorite Pokemon?
Yes, I love Jigglypuff.
All right.
I love how you just busted it out right on the moment, too.
Yeah. My son knows, too, And yesterday we visited a store at, shout out, St. Peter's Poke Nerds store out there. And
respect.
It is fantastic. I love it. So shout out to them. But yeah, it's great. I'm fully invested in Pokemon now.
It's so funny when your kids' interests become your interests, and now you're living at Poke Nerds.
100%. Yes.
Thank you so much, Nicole. You're doing a great job, Mom. We appreciate it. Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
There might be even more tea when it comes to Hollywood stars not wanting to work with Blake Lively. I'll give you more details in just 3 minutes.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby.
It feels like a whole nother lifetime ago that the whole It Ends With Us feud went down. Actress Blake Lively and movie producer Justin Baldoni got in this huge knockout, drag-out, blow-up with each other, both claiming that the other person was nearly impossible to work with. And everybody has their own opinion, but if you know, you know, AB and I think that Blake Lively is the one that's harder to work with.
Mm-hmm.
And we might have a leg up in this fight because now it has been rumored that another actress is having issues working with Blake Lively, and that actress is Anna Kendrick. Supposedly, she didn't want to do a joint appearance with Blake Lively over the movie Another Simple Favor. And when the appearance actually happened, the girls that are co-stars, they didn't walk down the red carpet together. They walked down separately. And in an interview with Anna Kendrick, they asked, how was it working with Blake Lively? And she said, oh, you know. That was her response. So people are like, But the movie producer, Paul Feig, is trying to, like, clean up this PR disaster before it gets really bad. He's trying to, like, go on Twitter and, like, debunk rumors, being like, no, the girls are great. They love doing stuff together. They're going to do more stuff together. Everything's fine. Nothing to see here. But we haven't heard anything from Blake Lively or Anna Kendrick themselves, but it would follow suit if Blake Lively would be difficult to work with.
I think it's pretty obvious that Blake Lively is difficult to work with. There's been so many reports before the Justin Baldoni feud, and Anna Kendrick seems like one of the easiest going people to work with. There's clearly, if you watch like some of the press stuff, there's clearly awkward tension. I think some of the awkward tension, though, is like no one wants to be dragged into this like Justin Baldoni situation because there's rumors of really bad stuff, like sexual harassment, toxic work environment. And so they're like asking Anna Kendrick, how is all this stuff? And she's like, I don't want to comment on this. I want nothing to do with this stuff. And so there's some of that awkwardness, but like, there is even like Blake Lively working the red carpet where she won't take a picture in certain areas because of the lighting or how her skin looks next to the background. And that's not like her being like, that doesn't mean that what she's saying about Justin Baldoni is accurate or not accurate, but it does seem like everything she does, she is makes it harder to deal with.
Yeah.
And as a co-star, you start to go eye roll emoji a lot. Yes, exactly.
This has been Hannah's Hollywood Hashtag.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
All right, I want you to jump in and tell me, is this super smooth? Love the move. I would give this guy my phone number. Can't believe what he said to me. Or you think this is the cheesiest thing ever? You would throw this away. 314-531-9898. An influencer is making headlines after sharing a note a pilot slipped her when she was waiting at the airport. A pilot walked up, just slid this note on the table and said, "As a pilot, I place this on, I have seen the world and you are the most beautiful human in it." Super smooth or cheesiest thing ever, Hannah?
I think that's pretty smooth.
Smooth!
And I like that it was like on a note.
Yep, too. Wrote like, it down.
If he would have like been like, hey, you know, lean up against the wall and said that, like I would have gotten the ick. But the fact that like—
he wrote it?
He hand wrote it and he slid it down and it wasn't like a, you know, you need to stop everything you're doing and read this. Like it was just like a, hey, I want to let you know. And I don't know.
It kind of gave me the ick.
What?
I don't think that— like, it's almost too smooth to the point where I'm like, okay, so you did this on your last five flights.
Right. That's right. What people are saying, mixed opinions.
Like, this is definitely not the first time he's doing this.
Maybe it is. You're the most beautiful woman in the world.
Right. I think he's just trying to find someone to hook up with on every flight he's on.
Mm. Oh, you think he just made a bunch of these notes?
He doesn't make the note, he'll get on the PA. This is your captain speaking. To the hot girl in aisle 7.
You think it's smooth, Kev?
I think it's very smooth. I just think it's very just, hey, just letting you know. I think you're very attractive, and you can find me in the cockpit.
Wait, AB, didn't you say that remember the story that went viral and the guy tried to do it with the luggage? You like that move, but you don't like the pilot doing it because he's always traveling?
Yeah.
I think
it feels different.
I think you don't like it because of the classic cliche of like, never be with a pilot because they'll cheat on you.
No, yeah. I've never even heard that's a thing.
I do. Yeah, no, like pilots and no, Hannah's right. Like pilots and
flight attendants.
Because they're always traveling and, you know, right. From airport to airport.
No, it doesn't really have anything to do with the specific occupation to me. It's just like the fact that it's such a smooth line. You know that he's had this in the back of his head and has used it multiple times.
Alex, you think it's smooth?
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm with AB on this. I feel like he's probably used it many times. And, you know, like, especially if you're on the job, like, you know, hey, land the plane and then maybe.
No, right. Oh. Stop. That is not going to damage his mind or alter his job abilities that he, you don't know.
It might make it even a better flight because now he's got a reason to land this plane.
But what if you deny him and then he's like, I have no reason to land this plane safely.
We went down a crazy train.
That is so dark. That is so dark and twisted.
People are wild.
So this pilot's going to kill everyone on the plane because he got rejected?
Yeah. Everyone's lives is in that woman's hands.
Wow. Yes.
You better act like you like him for the 2.5 hour flight.
You guys.
That is crazy where we went with this. Okay, well, it seems like we're pretty split, and we might think this pilot is trying to kill people off this way. So how do you feel? If you got a letter from a pilot said, hey, I've seen the world, I'm a pilot, and you are the most beautiful human in it, what would your next step be? Would you just rip it up, throw it away? We're going to be like, damn, that was cool. Like, yeah, here's my phone number. Let's text 314-531-9898. You jump in if you think it's smooth or cheesy when a pilot said, hey, you're the most beautiful woman in the world. We want to take your calls after NSYNC while we're commercial free. We're partying it up on a Monday. Let's go. It's Y98 St. Louis. It's interesting enough, people on the Brett Maga Show are pretty split on this move, a smooth move or a cheesy move from a pilot. And so are people online. A pilot handed it an influencer that she posted and said, hey, I just got this note from a pilot. Said, I have seen the world and you are the most beautiful human in it. Smooth move or cheesy? 314-531-9898.
We got a text saying it depends on how hot the pilot is.
True.
That is the funniest thing is, depending on how hot you are, is how crazy you can be or how cheesy you can be. You can do the craziest and cheesiest stuff in the world if you look like Zac Efron.
If you can pull it off. Yeah. And then apparently there's something, everybody's saying, look up Bob Richards' plane crash a bunch of years ago. It's Bob Richards' flight plan. So maybe this happened in real life where a dude was trying to flirt with a girl, and then he crashed a plane.
AB was worried if she blew him off,
that
he had no
this.
Reason then to land the plane. No other reason, because he had flirted with AB, was the only reason he was trying to land the plane was to show off.
I stand by that.
Yeah. Hannah was concerned about like flight attendants and pilots and their reputation. Carla, you're a pilot.
Oh.
Can we trust you people?
Yes. I mean, I'm a female pilot. I know quite a bit of male pilots, and
are they
amongst
faithful?
Them, I don't know any liars or cheaters amongst them.
Oh, good.
They are sweet as can be, all the ones that I know. And in regards to the note, he could have noticed not just her beauty, but also an act of kindness she may have performed.
Wow.
You know, that could make... also make somebody the most beautiful person to that pilot.
So you think you should take this as a note of sincerity and not just the note to shoot some games or shoot some shot?
Yes.
Boom.
In my opinion.
Would Carla, okay, would you have ever done this? Or are you like, hey, this is a great idea. Now I will do this?
That was a devilish laugh.
Yeah. Like,
honestly, no, not really. I'm dating my own pilot, so I'm happy.
Oh, see? Right.
You know what the pilot wrote out a note to her?
Yeah.
I will land this plane for you, I promise. Sarah, would you have fallen for this note the pilot wrote on a note? Hey, I've seen the world, and you're the most beautiful human in it. Would this have done it for you, or do you think it's just some game that some pilot's been...
You know, I hear all the skepticism, and it did make me doubt my opinion first for a while, but... My initial response was that I thought it was beautiful, and I believe that people are genuine, and I would have given the guy a chance, absolutely.
I will say this. Everyone wants to see people do romantic gestures, and then, AB, we do a romantic gesture, and you're like, yeah, that's too romantic.
Right, yeah.
You can't win with you.
Right.
No, you can't.
Yeah. That's called dating.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
We're going to put 2 minutes on the clock, and we're going to have a conversation about all the trending stories. I'll read a headline that is trending, and Hannah either tells me keep scrolling past it, keep it moving, or she'll say, tell me more, I need more details. We'll cover all the trending stories in 2 minutes because we know you're busy. And as a woman, do you want to know what guys find sexy? I know.
Nah, keep it moving.
You're like, I'm good. I don't care what you guys think.
Yeah, I'm good to not
good
know that.
Good for you. Just so you know, you don't have any of the top ones.
Great. Thank you.
Joking.
I figured. That's why I didn't want to know.
These new emojis are coming to your iPhone.
Yes.
No.
Yes,
keep it moving on
this
one.
Yes. Brett is the most pick-me human ever, and he refuses to use emojis.
Yeah, but I feel like I need
this
one.
2025.
Face with bags under the eyes represent how tired they are.
We'll be using that a lot. Especially AB. Yeah.
A leafless tree. Harp for Kevin, maybe.
Oh.
A shovel. A splatter. A root vegetable? Like, why do you guys need a root vegetable? Like,
I want to know why we need a leafless tree.
I like the splatter. I'm
curious what goes into choosing these.
It's ridiculous.
You know, is there a selection committee?
A leafless tree would probably represent, like, you know, like, the change in the seasons, fall, I guess. But, like, why would you need, what could you just say, like, hey, it's spring?
Splat emoji.
Like, what do you need that for? Eyes up here, ladies, is what the headline says.
Oh,
a recent study says
I thought that was an emoji.
No. Recent study shows that women check out other women's breasts just as much as men. They actually did a study where they showed a guy and a woman, and they got to look at a woman, and then they looked at their breasts, and they both looked at them for the same amount of time. When they asked them what they were looking at, men said, well, their boobs. That was the answer. Women said, well, I was eyeing up the competition.
I wouldn't say that. I would say I look as in, like, I'm envious.
Yeah, like, comparing, eyeing up the competition. Like, hey, like, I, like, want to know, like, do they have as big as boobs as me or not?
The answer is yes. They always have bigger boobs.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Think back to your first job. First time you ever got a paycheck. What was your hourly rate? What did you make? And what did you do for a living? 314-531-9898. I'm curious of what you used to make back in the day, maybe to even what you make now. The reason I bring this up is my wife and I were at Target the other day. We're high school sweethearts. We met actually at Target, though. Even though we went to the same high school, I was pretty popular, guys. I didn't really know who she was until we got jobs at Target. And I was like, you go to the same high school as me? And so we worked at Target, and we were at Target the other day just talking about how this was our first job, and we saw a sign, employees needed, $17 an hour.
Woo!
It was like $16 an hour or something like that. We're like, what? And we were both talking that we think we made $7.25 an hour when we were a cashier, and it was like $7.50 when you were like the cart attendant because you had to do like physical labor.
Big roller.
Yeah. And so I was the cart attendant, so I was a big roller. I used to make 25 cents more than her. Even back then, men making more than women. But yeah, what was your first job and how much money did you make? Mine was $7.25 as a cashier. 314-531-9898.
That must have been standard because
$7 an hour?
Yeah, I was about $7.25 as well, and I was a cashier at Walden Books in the mall. Yeah, and that's what you made. And our big thing was always pushing the Walden Books card, the 10% card.
Dude. That's so funny you said that. We used to do the red card, which is still a thing now. But if you did three red cards, if you got three of people to sign up, you used to get a DVD. Man, I used to hook people into getting bad credit scores and, and taking a credit card debt. I would get that all the time, and I would be picking out free DVDs. I would have them stacked up. I don't know what to do with them now because no one uses a DVD player.
It really was.
Except for Kevin.
The card was a deal, all right, for $10. For $10. If you bought a lot of books for $10, you know, like every month you had to pay $10, but you use that card and you got 10% off of your book purchases. So it did pay for itself.
You don't have to sell
it. You get 10% off the red card. So then I would do that. I'd be like, oh, that's like, you know, $18 off your, you know, Target order.
I got to sell three of these or they let me go.
I was a bagger at a grocery store and I made $7.25 too.
$7.25.
Yeah. And then on my break, I would always get Dippin' Dots and those were $4.50.
Really? Oh. You remember your break food? That's so funny.
So I was literally making no money.
You know
at
what's
all.
Interesting about your break food is my wife and I still joke around like a blue drink is special because I used to get Powerade because cart attendants used to get free drinks.
I did carts and I got nothing.
Really? We used to get free drinks. So I would go fill up my free Powerade, my blue Powerade, and my wife would come flirt with me all the time. And we joke around.
I'm sure she was doing all the flirting.
Right.
Yep. I think she wanted the blue Powerade for free. She was like AB, I can't get anything for free around here. Can I get a sip of your blue drink? And so we joke around. What was your first job, Hannah?
So I babysat from when I was like 3 to 15. That was always my thing. So I would get paid like cash on the side. My only other like real job was I attempted to be in the restaurant business. That lasted about 3 months. I was a hostess and I quit because the waitresses were bullying me. So you'll never see me in a restaurant.
What did you used to charge the babysit? And what is the going rate now?
I didn't get a choice. I mean, I was so young. The parents just told me and I would literally have to walk there.
No,
or like
what did you get paid? Like
$50,
bucks, $20? What was it?
No, like, I don't know, maybe $100 a week.
Oh, so you'd babysit every single
day. I mean, this is like back in the day.
So every single day you'd babysit a group of kids and you get paid $100 for the week.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like babysitting now is like $100 a day.
Yeah.
I bet it's like 25. I'm curious if anyone has any kids that babysit. You have Kennedy babysits, right?
Yeah.
What does she charge?
Oh my gosh. I think she was like, they were paying her. She did like a 3-hour stint once and made like $80.
Wow.
It depends on the house. It depends on the amount of kids.
A little over $25 an hour.
I know for sure. When I was older, I babysat a family, and it was $11 an hour.
See, I bet.
See, that seems low now.
I know it's low now. Yeah. I have kids.
For me, my first job was at Waterway Car Wash.
Oh, hey.
And, what did they pay for
that? But the way Waterway worked, so you got like $4 an hour.
At Waterway?
Yeah, your paycheck was like $4 an hour, but the tips, my God, the tips were, you would leave with so much cash after like a 4-hour.
Do I need to be tipping the people at the car wash?
Absolutely.
I think they expect it.
It's probably a lot of people out here that go to Waterway, and if you're given anything less than $5, you're not doing it right. You need to give at least $5,
That's what. But
you get your car wash like every night.
I went yesterday.
To Waterway?
No.
Oh, well, if they're cleaning their car for you, like we were out there working hard.
Yeah.
It kind of taught me the harder you work, the more cars you do, obviously the more money you make.
Yeah.
So you know, with $4 an hour with your actual paycheck, you'd want to get as much cash as possible, but you'd leave with $250, $300 cash every shift.
Damn.
Jeez. That's a lot of money in high school.
Yeah, man. Alex had the best first job. What did you do for your first job and how much did you make? 314-531-9898. Curious about your first job and what that paycheck used to look like. Man, I was walking by Target and I thought, man, are they hiring? Because they might pay better than my current job. It's crazy how much people make nowadays compared to what you used to make back in the day. What was your first job way back when? What did you do for a living and how much did you make? 314-531-9898. My wife and I, high school sweethearts, met at Target, both of ours like first jobs, and we were talking about how we made $7.25 an hour, and we were looking at Target and like they're paying people like $17 an hour now at Target. Like, damn, I need to get a job at Target. It's paying better than what I'm doing now for a living. But you could relate to this, Lacey. Your first job was where?
McDonald's.
And what'd it pay?
15 years old. I made $5.25.
Wow.
And I would walk to work. And my daughter just got a job at a pizza place, and they're paying her $17 an hour.
Whoa!
You're like having to borrow money from your daughter.
Yeah. That's crazy.
I know. I said the same thing. It's like you guys talk about topics on the radio that I'm like literally thinking about that week. I was just like, I can't believe you're making $17 an hour.
Lacey, thank you for pointing out that we do talk about the things that are happening in your lives, so we appreciate
that. That's our goal. Yeah.
That's the goal.
Perfect.
So thank you. Yeah, that means a lot.
I love it.
And I understand that. You know,
you guys are great.
My daughter works at a bar, and there are nights she'll come home and make what I make in a week.
Wow.
And I am just like, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yep. That would go for the same with my sister in her college bar.
Oh,
yeah.
that was crazy.
Yeah, those pizza places pay better than they did back in the day. But like $5.25 wasn't a bad living because Connie can relate. How much did you make back in the day, Connie?
It was 1984. I worked at Steak and Shake. I'm older than most of your parents. $3.35 an hour.
$3.35.
I thought you were saying $35. Yes. I was like, wow.
No. my mom, who's 83, her first job was like at a five and dime, and she made like 28 cents an hour.
That's crazy to think back then.
Hey, but we know, Connie, we know she was hustling people. She was saying, hey, come on, the tips. I need the tips. We know grandma. We know grandma.
Alex knows ma. Yeah.
Alex knows ma. I love that. Sandy, how much did you make back in the day?
Back in 1972, I was a senior in high school. My COE class, I worked for a State Farm agent. And I made $1.25.
Wow. $1.25 an hour?
Yeah. I had like a $20 check every week.
How much did you make this week? $20.
That's
crazy. That's crazy to think. That makes sense though, because you'd work like 20 hours as a part-time job and you'd get like a good old crisp 20.
Mm-hmm.
Like, wow.
Yep.
Nowadays, they can't even get you a meal at McDonald's.
No doubt.
Right? Like, that's like the meal deal. But this is not even the lowest amount of money. It wasn't $1.25. Bill is on the line. Bill, how much did you make an hour?
95 cents an hour, 1969, at a drive-in restaurant, and I ran curb. I was the guy who came out and took your order.
Whoa.
Really?
Wow.
Yep.
Iconic.
I usually got about $5 tips.
$5 in tips.
Which was a lot of money, I'm sure.
And then Alex was pointing fingers at people who were tipping less than $5.
Yeah, Bill's like, back in my day, we would have loved a $5 tip.
Total.
Thank you so much for the call. That was cool to walk down memory lane. Lady Gaga dropped an album this weekend. She was on Saturday Night Live, and that's what the Hollywood hashtag is all about, huh, Hannah?
Yeah, we've been talking a lot about her album and her music, but we haven't heard a lot about her health update, so I'll share that with you at 8:35.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag baby is ready, so here we go.
So a couple of years ago, Lady Gaga revealed that she had a severe case of fibromyalgia. It was affecting her daily life, giving her all these spasms, even causing her to lose feeling in different sides of her face and in her body. She revealed this in like one of her Netflix documentaries. And she recently gave an update on all that because we've been so focused on her music and her being involved in movies and stuff that people really forgot to kind of ask.
I kind of forgot she was going through that as well because she has been so mainstream. Yeah.
Right. I mean, from what we see, everything seems so great. But she finally addressed it. She said her fibromyalgia is under control. She said, it took over my life for a long time, but I'm 95% better. I still have days with pain, but they are very rare. I feel very, very lucky. She also said that she knows people don't always make it through the career and the success that she has with fibromyalgia. She said, they don't always get the other side given how it can affect your mental health and body, but I did.
It's crazy to think like what Gaga went through and how much of what we forgot and how just her positive energy has been. Even like coming out with Joker 2, which ended up being a flop. She was making fun of it on Saturday Night Live, just lightheartedness. Coming out with an album, which is a completely different sound. Mm-hmm. Like, most people don't go through that. Most people battle through hell, and it takes so much a toll, like she was talking about. But instead, we got a whole different version of Gaga, like just a true champion. Yeah, love her.
She never really stopped. She always just kept pushing, which makes me be an even bigger fan of Miss Gaga. This has been Hannah's Hollywood Hashtag.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
Mega Minds.
All right, let's see if you can get the Mega Mind question of the day correct on the Brett Mega Show. 53% of employees say their workplace doesn't have what?
I'm going to say that they don't think their workplace has decent coffee.
Complain about the coffee, ooh, especially on a Monday. You're dragging. Kevin?
You know, it's something we used to not have here. Enough parking.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah, that's a big one.
I'm going to say good benefits.
Good benefits.
I'm going to say enough vacation days.
Enough vacation days. It's not correct. I will give you a hint. If you listen to the show, this is something we talked about not having in our workplace strongly. Okay? That answer is coming away in two songs.
Mega Minds.
All right, let's give you the answer to the Megamind question of the day. 53% of employees say this. They don't have this at their workplace. What is it, Hannah?
Dave texted in and said security. Aaron said free snacks. We got clean bathrooms.
All things that we don't have, probably, too.
Correct.
But no, it's something we did talk about on the show, and that is a workplace dress code.
Who's wearing a bra today?
Nobody.
Standard.
The Brett Mega Show. Braless.
Mega Minds.
So Hannah has a theory about how people watch TV. You can learn a lot about them on the Brett Mega Show. We've been watching our favorite TV shows, at least an episode of our favorite TV show, so you can learn a lot about each other through their favorite episode. And I thought this is so interesting because I do think we all consume TV a little bit differently nowadays. Everyone, just in general, but especially even on the show. So Hannah, what is your theory with the TV and how people watch it?
I just think it says like a lot about you, like the way you were raised and your TV habits. Like when you were a child, like I wasn't really allowed to watch a ton of TV, and like my mom definitely like did not let us have the TV on. Like when we ate dinner, like TV had to be off. It couldn't be like on in the background, like no type of extra noise or anything. And now as an adult, I feel the same way. Like when there's TV on, like when I'm like talking with a friend, I can't focus because like the TV is going on in the background, and I'm still not really a TV person.
Do you?
Interesting.
Eat dinner in front of the television ever still as an adult?
I don't really like doing that. No, the only time I really watch TV is if I like, I can't be on my phone either. Like I just have to give it my full divided attention. So I'll watch Grey's Anatomy or like the news or something, but I have to be like in my bed or on the couch just watching TV, not doing anything else at the same time.
We don't watch TV while we do dinner either. We just have dinner and we eat as a family. So that's interesting with the like TV and dinner theory. And the other thing is that I don't do that I think that's very common is I don't watch anything on my phone. People like watch.
Yeah, I don't watch anything
movies
on my phone.
And
I watch
shows,
everything on my
and
phone.
And maybe you really? Watch everything on your phone.
Mm-hmm.
Do you watch it with dinner too?
Yes, I do, and my whole family does too. It's like. It's,
interesting.
I don't know. It
so
just
Hannah's
is more,
theory is a family thing. It's like something you guys do as a family.
I guess. I even have on my bedside table this like contraption thing that I set my phone on so that it's like, because I like to watch my phone sideways because I'm laying down. So it'll like hold it up.
On your side?
Sideways.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I'm like always watching TV.
Wow.
I like to watch TV on my iPad. Like I would even prefer that. Like I have a big TV in my room, but sometimes I watch it on my iPad.
I prefer my phone.
Even if the TV's there as an option in front of you?
Yes, like at my apartment.
I know people that, yeah.
Yeah, at my apartment when I'm alone, most of the time if I'm watching TV, I'm watching it on my phone, like close to my face.
Is that how you watch these shows that we've been watching? Did you watch on your phone or did you watch it on?
I watched it on TV. I gave it the respect it deserved.
Now see, it's funny. I'll watch TV now with my phone, and I say this where I'm watching a television and I'm on the phone because I've got to figure out where I've seen these actors before.
Oh, all
so
the
you're
time.
Googling?
You're looking things
up. Yeah,
up.
Exactly.
That's funny.
Hey, so there's so-and-so. What was he in? Hey, how old is he? Hey, what's the, you know, I mean, that's kind of the whole. And,
you're like
so
studying while
I'm
watching.
I'm studying as I'm
point.
Watching, so you kind of miss the show.
You
so
do subtitles?
I do always do subtitles.
Are you a subtitle
I'm
person?
I'm a subtitle maybe? Person.
Hannah?
No.
I'm a no subtitles.
I've been a more of a subtitle really? Person.
I'm
going to
take the phone thing a step further, actually,
oh,
because
no.
I also
how?
Play games on my phone. And you know how you can have the TV like minimized
yeah.
on your
yeah.
phone? So I will be playing a game on the full screen, and then I'll have like iCarly playing minimized in the corner.
First off, the fact that you watch iCarly blows my freaking mind. Like, that's what you binge still. Like,
yeah.
what is wrong?
This
how
is,
old
is
are
wild.
You? What
yep.
is wrong with you?
I watched Disney Channel up until like high school.
Seems like
so.
You're straining your eyes
oh, my
or like
gosh.
Thinking a lot.
But
like,
I think I was watching phone. MTV at like 5.
It's so interesting, though, there are two different people, phone people or TV people, or like there's, and then there's this like, I feel like you're one of those, but then you find those all of a sudden laptop, iPad people like Hannah. Mm-hmm. But all of us watch and consume a little bit differently. Alex, do you watch it?
You know, when
while
we're
eating?
Eating, it depends. Like if I'm by myself, I will for sure. But I think. It's a great time to spend, like, I was always raised, like,
yeah.
you spend that time with your family, and then once you finish, like, you can go in the other room and watch TV.
You know what's interesting is that changed when we had kids. Like, my wife and I would always do dinner and not do TV, except for, like, on the weekends. Then we just binge watch shows and get
yeah.
takeouts, like, one of mm-hmm. our favorite things. But now, with kids, and as we
you
became-
You guys really don't do TV at all, right?
No, we don't do any TV until the kids go to bed.
Wow.
We don't do any TV. Yeah, so
that's
I don't
so, awesome.
So I don't see anything, whether I watch it on my phone or not. I have no idea what's happening.
Listen to the Brett Mega Show on your schedule with the Odyssey app. Search Y98.